You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping it up here on the show today, Anthony in Cleveland saying AP should still be number one in the NFL. Anthony, make your case.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. When the question was posed, and I could have bet money that one of you guys would at least say Adrian Peterson was the best. But
I just want to see it.
And you want to see it?
Yes.
You haven't seen it over the years. He missed last year because of his little issues. But
of course, but is he a spring chicken anymore?
Well, I'm sure he had the same questions when he tore up his knee and he came back and almost set the rushing record.
He certainly did the year after that, though. Would you have called him spectacular?
The year after he had big year?
Yeah, 2013.
I mean, he was Adrian Peterson, but you got to understand the team wasn't as good as the year before. I mean, they did make the playoffs that year.
They did. And so Le'Veon Bell's Steelers went to the playoffs, and Le'Veon Bell accounted for 2,100 total yards and 11 touchdowns, and Peterson that year was about 1,400.
And that's all duly noted, but if we're comparing back-to-back, running back, I'm taking Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
He was Minnesota's team when they went to the playoffs.
Sure.
Pittsburgh Steelers had Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. They still have some players on offense. So let's not make it seem like Le'Veon Bell was the end-all, be-all for that team.
No. I think, and as we said when he brought up Adrian Peterson, he's still in my top three or four, but I think there are reasons to be concerned about a guy at his age who's taken over 2,000 carries in his career. I think that, you know, I want to see what Adrian Peterson still has left to take. It's a great offense for him. The North Turner offense should be phenomenal for him. I love Adrian Peterson. I still think he's a top three. To me, if you're ranking the backs in the league, I'd probably go Le'Veon Bell. It's tough. Le'Veon Bell, Jamal Charles, Peterson, Lynch, and then LeSean McCoy are probably the top five backs in the league. Eddie Lacy, I would want to see in a different situation before I anointed him as being quite that good. But I do think he is an excellent running back as well. There are some good running backs in the National Football League. You know, Arian Foster is probably the most underrated back in the NFL because he's just so consistently good. Matt Forte is very good and is a dual threat type of guy. 102 catches last year for Matt Forte. So, yes, there are many, many good backs in the National Football League. A lot of fun today. We appreciate that. Tomorrow we're going to start doing something that we have not yet done before, and that will be taking a look at every opponent of the Browns coming up. Also, we will have it's Alex Marvez tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Alex Marvez will be with us tomorrow here on Cleveland Browns Daily Dribble. We'll ask him about Russell Wilson, what he thinks about that situation, and many more. Appreciate all the phone calls today. Always great to be with my guy, Jason Gibbs. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here. And remember, go out to Liberty Ford. They listen to this show. They want to hook you up. They want to come in and say, listen, I heard all this talk about Liberty Ford on Browns Day. We've got
Take care of me, boys.
We've got everything that people are excited about, including the great F-150. And I love my F-150. My miles are almost up on it, and I'm getting sad. I want to not drive it anymore because I don't want to give it back. It's that good. That F-150 is something special, I'll tell you.
It's a nice vehicle.
Oh, fine. Fine automobile.
I see it in the parking lot every day.
Congratulations to Mike Herrick having a child right now. Well, his wife's having a child, but congratulations to the Herrick family. And stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Jason Gibbs, I'm Nathan Zagura, saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.